This is a brand new year. Centers for Spiritual Living, of which we are a significant part, has a new, brand new theme for the year. Now, that does not mean that we're going to give up last year's theme, because I see that as an eternal theme, creating a world that works for all. We're going to continue with that mission for sure. But this year, it's value-based spirituality, value-based spiritual living. I don't have my glasses on. I can do just fine anyway. Let's see, maybe I need a sip. Okay, that would help, yes. Looks like water, doesn't it? Happy New Year, right. So value-based spirituality, which certainly is going to mean different things to different people. We're looking at our values that we hold dearly. And is that a subjective call? Of course. But we do have some shared values. And we like looking at those to see what is it that we have with each other and with all people. We have a gentleman here today who's only been here a short time from Kenya. And so I want to make sure that you meet Joseph today and welcome him. And we'll find out that we have a lot of things in common. And so today, as we're looking at spiritual living, the couple of quotes from Centers for Spiritual Living are, "We stand together in a shared commitment and devotion to our spiritual principle, practices, and values. As we learn and practice our philosophy, the science of mind, we live principle-centered, spirit-led lives and turn to our principles for guidance in all moments, in all areas of our lives." That's the core of it, returning to spirit. When we have a blip, when we have a condition, when we have a fuss with someone, when things just didn't turn out the way we thought that they were going to and we wanted them to with all of our heart, that's when we turn back to spirit. That's when we lean heavily on life, because life can take it sometimes when we feel that we can't. So we come back to that realization that everything begins with natural goodness. Now, there are different philosophies about how we come into the world. There was the one, I think it was John Locke, the philosopher, who said, every child comes in with tabula rasa, which means a blank slate that you can just write on. I believe more in natural goodness, in the innate presence of the divine within each child. And I've had enough children and have been around enough children that I can see each one is already quite unique, coming into this world with its own gifts, with its own beautiful expression of that divine presence. It's not a blank slate. There's something peaceful, powerful, beautiful, something possible within every child who arrives on this planet. And so when we look at all of life, there have been studies, psychological, scientific studies in the animal kingdom to find that there actually is a natural altruism where animals help each other, and sometimes even human beings, with no thought of reward at all. How does that happen? That a leopard will adopt a baby baboon? How does that happen? That sperm whales will receive an not injured, but not quite physically right dolphin and bring it into its herd, one of their calves. There's no reward there. It's a natural altruism. Now, if it's in the animals, don't you imagine that it's within every human being as well? Now, that doesn't mean that every human being has yet discovered, but it's there. It's like taking the doll apart till we finally get down to it. So we're inaugurating a brand new year, today's the day. You came to the right place. We're starting it off right. Isn't that wonderful? Congratulations. And you look bright-eyed. You didn't even stay up too late reveling. Or if you did, maybe you haven't gone to bed yet. So this is definitely the right place for you. We are beginning this new year with a clear focus on our individual and collective spirituality, yes? And here, we are developing a deeper understanding of principle, the principle of being, and a truer embrace of this divine presence, which is always embracing us. Why don't we always feel it? Well, because we've been given free will to think the way we choose to think, to act the way we decide to act. And eventually we're going to figure out that some of those thoughts have not been to our benefit. Some of those behaviors have not exactly helped us win friends and people. And so we have a new opportunity to do it differently. Ernest Holmes explained, God is not a person. God is a presence personified in us. Spirituality is not a thing. It's the atmosphere of God's presence, goodness, truth, and beauty. Religion is a life, a living. And remember, religion comes from the Latin religio, which means to bind back to source. So a true religion is our ability to experience our spirituality in whatever path that means, coming back to our source by knowing I do nothing of my own hand. It's a co-creation that we are doing every day of our lives. We are co-creating with the living spirit of God within us. And when I start believing that Maxine's doing it all her by self, I don't get so far. When I surrender to that indwelling presence of love and wisdom and infinite possibility, I'm unstoppable. That's when we get to be the unsinkable Molly Brown, right? Because we're not doing it by ourselves. We are doing it as co-creators with this divine presence. So we're investigating our shared values here. And I think it'll be fun to see what it is that we share. Well, one value we have is turning to our source for guidance. I think we pretty much share that. We want to deepen our connection to spirit, right? Anybody here not want to deepen their connection to God? I didn't think so. We want to honor the wisdom within ourselves. And we wish to honor the wisdom within all others too. No matter how the behavior might be happening in that moment, that divine wisdom is within that precious being. Came in with it as that tiny child, not with a blank slate, but with some divine gifts already. We want to live authentically from the authentic, from our center, from our divine center, and live within outward. We want to work together to create a healthy world. Do you know Krishnamurti, J. Krishnamurti? I remember when I was about 10 years old and in the Science Mind Center in Redondo Beach, I was looking at the book table one day and I found this tiny little blue book, tiny little pamphlet. It was 10 cents at that time and I had it and I bought it. And the master, and it was amazing. As a young girl, I found that this was something that touched my heart and I wanted to know more about it. Well, when I grew up, I had the opportunity to see him in Central California, in Ojai. Anyone been to Ojai, California? Kind of beautiful, isn't it? And there was Krishnamurti, this little man, and he was quite frail at the time, and they led him up to the microphone. It was outdoors. I was sitting near Robert Stack. Yeah, everybody showed up for Krishnamurti. And we're just all out there in the meadow. It was so beautiful. And they helped this frail microphone. And he spoke. And everybody's hearts opened. And everybody's minds got clear. And then he took questions. I can't remember anything he said. But I remember how I felt. And I came across this recently. He said, a religious mind is a creative mind. It has not only to finish with the past, but also to explode in the present. I like that. And this mind, not the interpreting mind of books of the Gita, the Upanishads, the Bible, which is capable of investigating, is also capable of creating an explosive reality. There's no interpretation here nor dogma. An explosive reality. I love that. Do you want to start an explosive reality with me this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. I got it. All right. So when we realize that we have innate goodness, because God abides within each of us, no exceptions. No exceptions. I know it might look like that sometimes, but there are no exceptions. It is our blessed duty to look beyond those appearances into the beloved, into that precious soul that is right there. So we know, even in animals, we just went over that, that scientists are showing now that not only the animals, but there's a positive brain activity that happens within us when we're doing something out of empathy and altruism for another, where we have no hope of reward whatsoever. We can turn in that $200,000 we found on the street and feel really good about it. Right? Of course. Don't think too long about that. You see, this leads to the realization that there exists a universal innate goodness. We want to begin with that awareness this year. A universal innate goodness. I think it's very important with the climate that's around and everything for us to do our part to see through to that perfect truth. And to invite that divine presence to show itself through individuals, through groups. It's up to us to begin seeing it and to begin experiencing it. We want to take a deeper look at these virtues that we're talking about this year, that we see that this is central to our being. Do you know Philippa Foot? I haven't met her either. But she's done a scholarly treatise on natural goodness. And she's also of the school that it's not tabula rasa, that there's something that is innately good within us. And she speaks of, when we talk about goodness and about wholeness, that we see plants and animals in their wholeness or not in their wholeness. Like you've got all your leaves or you don't. All the limbs are there or they're not. And so that's how she sees many people seeing natural goodness. Whereas we morally evaluate the human in terms of goodness having to do with rational choices. And isn't it wonderful to remember we all have rational choices? So how we bring the Bermuda Triangle, you must escape it. It's the zone of silence. Don't send me there. When we are aware of making rational, positive, constructive, conscious, creative, loving, and wise choices, we are bringing out our goodness. We sometimes aren't thinking clearly. And anyone here ever react? Well, see, we do that because we are divine human beings, and don't forget the human part. We still react instead of respond too often. We can make a commitment to ourselves to move to a different place in our consciousness, in our hearts, where we practice taking a deep breath and responding as we would wish to rather than reacting as we might later be sorry we had. It takes practice. See, I don't get into New Year's resolutions. I don't want a resolution. I want a complete revolution, a revolution of my consciousness, so that we actually have this wonderful sense of an explosive reality. But changing everything. Sometimes we just do it, you know, incrementally, and that's fine too. Isn't that nice? But let's have an explosion of consciousness. Let's start this year with the realization that rational choice, as Philippa says, I love that name, Philippa. Rational choice is an aspect of human goodness and at the heart of the virtues, rather than set apart from it to which goodness should conform. So natural goodness is about making a sane, rational choice to look beyond the appearance, making a sane, rational choice to respond rather than to react, and choosing to do what is right for the greater good. What is right for the greater good. And Ernest Holmes suggested when we pray, if we want to know if this is an appropriate thing to be praying about, just ask, is this something that is good for me, for others, and will harm no one? Will it bring greater life to the world? Well, then it's a good thing. Let's focus on that. It's a very brief and a very important test. Is it for my highest good? Is it for the highest good of all? It will harm no one. Will it bring more life? We want to bring more life. So we want to let the choices be loving and sane and wise and for the highest good of all. That's quite virtuous. We're more virtuous than we knew. So we're ready to start something new. We're ready to have an explosive reality. And if it happens gently, that's fine too. Especially many people today would like us to be quiet. Don't talk so loudly. It's a new opportunity for us individually and as a beloved spiritual community. It's a new opportunity to be and to become that we all, that which we have always been. Beautiful expressions of God. Each of us having a clearer opportunity to express ourselves. Thank you for bearing with me. It's almost gone. Get out me. Only God can live in my body. Let's begin this together. We have a whole and a holy year ahead of us. And so let's start a revolution, shall we? A revolution of goodness. A revolution of real virtue. Of finding and bringing forth all the goodness that's within and inviting that goodness to come out from others. So will you say with me, I begin by opening my heart, to amazing possibilities. I open my mind to magnificent ideas. I rely completely upon this presence of love. And on the principle of life, I'm ready for an explosive reality. And so, my beloveds, beginneth our lesson.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas, and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit. And encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community as together we create a world that works for all.